With another of the BASF personality profiles, I'm speaking with Paul Ray, who is Vice President U.S. Crop for BASF. And Paul, first let's talk about what you do now.
Yeah.
What does your job with BASF right now entail?
Well, I'm really lucky. I lead our team as we face the U.S. grower to bring them the latest crop protection technologies that will help growers succeed across the U.S. And we have a team of about 280 individuals that really every single day their desire is to go out there and help growers get more from every acre.
How long have you been with BASF?
Just coming up to my 11th year. So 8 of those have been in the U.S., 3 of them were in Australia.
So tell me a little bit about your background and what got you into this business.
Well, I was fortunate. Mum and Dad farmed on a small holding just outside Christchurch in New Zealand. And so farming's in my blood. It's all I've ever done and all I've ever known. But unfortunately, our farm enterprise there was pretty small. It wasn't ever going to be an option for me to return to the farm. It was just too small an enterprise. So at a very early age, I knew I wanted to work in agriculture, but I knew I wasn't going to have my own farm. So I really looked at what were the options to work in agribusiness, and I was fortunate to get some very good support and guidance in the first company I joined, an ag retailer in New Zealand. And I was lucky I had some great bosses. They helped me a lot in terms of guiding my career and really supporting my own development. And after a few short years of working in New Zealand, I had the opportunity to transfer to Australia and really joined a seed business over there that really went through a lot of growth and development. And I learned a lot and had a lot of fun. And really, you learn a lot, I think, about a different agricultural space in Australia. I mean, New Zealand, you think they're in Australia, they're right next to each other, but the agricultural systems in lots of ways are quite different. And so I had a great experience learning more about Australia. Worked there for a total of 15 years, including 3 years with BASF in Australia.
Now, tell me about that. What your farm was like in New Zealand, I'm curious.
Well, it was a small operation. We had mixed crops. We grow a lot of peas and cereals. And we also had sheep as well, and used to run lambs for meat production. And, you know, I used to help Dad as much as I could. It was a weekend-type farm, to be honest. Dad also worked on during the week. And we had a lot of fun. I mean, I learned a lot about growing crops. I also worked on a number of local dairies as well, milking cows on Sundays. Worked on a poultry farm nearby as well. And, you know, I had a lot of fun growing up. I learned a lot, I think, that's helped me throughout my working life is that hard work makes up for a lot of things. And I think in agriculture, you really literally work hard. It's a physical endeavor often. And those kind of principles have stuck with me and helped me throughout my working career.
One of the times that we see you is at Commodity Classic.
Yeah.
And another thing that you do there is the scholarship
yeah.
program that BASF sponsors, both for corn and soybean. And you get to work with the young people there. Does that take you back
yeah,
a little
it does.
Bit and show you the work ethic that really agriculture brings out in young people?
Well, two things come to mind. One is that I was very fortunate for the start that I had in agriculture, and I was lucky I had someone that was willing to invest in me. Because let's face it, you start out, you don't know much. You have lots of ambition and lots of desire, but you really need senior people to help guide your career. And I was very, very lucky. And I think scholarships are a good example of how we can help today to really demonstrate a very tangible commitment to investing in someone's future. And I think that must motivate the recipient a lot to know that a company like BASF is willing to make that investment. But it also, I think, speaks to the other big challenge we have in this industry is that I worry about, do we have the talent long-term that we'll need to sustain the industry and the growth we're going to experience? And I think if we don't make the right decisions today, we run the risk of not having enough qualified talents, the right scientists, the right marketers, the right researchers to get us to where we need to be. Because there's a tremendous opportunity in agriculture. It's like we've never seen in our working lives. If we don't make those investments decisions today, it may be too late. And I think investing in the youth of the industry is just critical. And I would say probably as an industry we haven't done enough of that.
What is the most rewarding part of your job to you?
I really enjoy working with my team and seeing us achieve our goals, and a big part of those goals is really helping growers. push their yields even further. And we're fortunate we have the backing of the largest chemical company in the world and their research pipeline that allows us to bring new technologies to market that growers get excited about. I mean, they want new technologies. And when you see growers doing really cool things with this technology, it's fun. And, hearing of their stories, of their success, of what they've done with yield, with our products, that makes you feel good.
Thank you very much, Paul Ray. Good to learn a little bit more about you and what you do at BASF. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.